This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six more weeks, Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow. So if you believe in such things, yikes. I think for people who are especially experiencing all of this ice and snow and the wicked twist that Mother Nature has thrown many of the people listening to this show's way, you really are not hoping for a lot of extra winter. And I totally get you, especially if boom, boom, out went the lights. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Where I am, I don't need ice skates, no icicles, none of that. But in my old stomping grounds, my beloved state of Texas, it's cold, icy, and there was a whole lot of terrible weather that Mother Nature left in her wake the last couple of days, certainly in Arkansas, Oklahoma. I know I've gotten a lot of emails from people in those areas, too, as well, that it's been crazy because the wind chill and, again, the ice, the heaviness of the ice is the big thing. Places where, okay, so maybe you get occasional accumulations, but you don't usually get the kind of ice buildup that, like, Memphis has seen. I mean, the airport runways from Dallas to Memphis and the power outages were pretty extraordinary the last couple of days. Saw a lot of trees fall, the heavy weight of the ice. Six people at least, there might be more in Texas because they don't know for sure, but that they are aware of, died as sleet and snow and freezing rain just crushed road and air travel. So the ice storm warnings were in effect for 12 million people across most of Texas, including Dallas-Fort Worth, Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and much of Arkansas. There were lots of car accidents. We talked about Interstate 35, how awful that can be, especially between Dallas and Oklahoma City. Austin, the capital in Texas, dozens and dozens of accidents. And just terrible road conditions that shifted in that direction. There's other parts of the country where they're used to, in the Midwest, the ice and snow and can deal with it better and hit the roads, I think, a little bit quicker. And that's why there were so many problems with the runways. And there was no planes that were coming in or going out. And so there was thousands of flights that got canceled or delayed. And, you know, I say this all the time, but when you're flying these days anyway, if you look at the last 6 months, there's no question you have to pack your patience. When people say, yeah, let me know if your flight went off, they're saying, let me know if you're getting out when you say you're getting out, because it may be a day. You may end up being stuck somewhere. And there were a lot of people that were stuck in and around some of those major airports in the big cities in Texas, and Oklahoma City and others had their routes as well hit. So now the Northeast bracing for what they call the generational Arctic outbreak. Boston, they're talking about one of the coldest nights in history. Wind chill, minus 100. I thought I was misreading that. 100 degrees below zero. That's what they say it could feel like at Mount Washington over the weekend. Wow. That's not survivable, right? I don't care how many layers you put on. That's not happening if you're talking about how freezing you would be in that kind of an outside condition. All right, if you were outside in Montana and Billings especially, and if you were flying out of Billings, it wouldn't be, oh, drats, the people in Oklahoma City or the people at the DFW airport. They're delaying us. It would be about a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon. What a crazy story. The military's monitoring this suspected surveillance balloon. I was looking at some of the video of it, the pictures of it. It's really pictures. It's been hovering over the northern U.S., but especially in Montana, which, of course, think of nuclear capabilities. A lot of that in that area. Military defense leaders have talked about shooting it out of the sky. And then Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the U.S. government has detected and is tracking this surveillance balloon that's hovering, and we're continuing to track and monitor it. Once it's detected, we acted immediately to protect the collection of sensitive information. I mean, he said that that's what we did. The balloon was over Billings, Montana on Wednesday. It flew over the Aleutian Islands through Canada and into Montana. And it's still in the U.S., but they're not saying where it is now. The mystery balloon. If you see anything with a naked eye and it looks like a balloon and has some sort of a satellite attached, bingo, you have found the mystery. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin actually pulled together a meeting, of course, of senior military and defense leaders, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Also, the NORTHCOM, NORAD commander as well, and other combatant commanders. That's how serious it was. And they reviewed the threat, of course, of this Chinese stratospheric balloon and what the possible response options were. And they decided not to take it out because of the risk to the safety and security of the people on the ground. They would have shot it down out of the air because of the possible debris field. They laid out the options for the president on Wednesday. So they've confirmed that, the president was briefed and got a strong recommendation that the balloon not get shot down, because he could have called for the order for that to happen. And the president isn't saying much about the balloon. It's coming from all the defense people, but they're assessing that it's has limited additive value from an intelligence collection perspective, is what they're saying, over and above what it can do through other means. But does it pose a threat to civilian aviations because of its altitude? They're saying it doesn't do that. So that's one thing. That's why they didn't worry if, after making sure Billings was closed for an hour, that, okay, it's okay. But they're tracking it. They're on top of this thing. I think it's a little freaky. I mean, NORAD sent F-22 Raptors. They were there. The AWACS. So that was something they had to be talking about. Are they going to shoot that? Can you imagine if you were somewhere near that and you saw that? That, I'm telling you, that would be watching that right in front of your face in living color would be just wild, trying to figure out what that was. And they're confident that it belongs to China. And they communicated to the Chinese government through all the different channels that you have in D.C. and in Beijing. But they're not talking about whether the Chinese admitted the balloon was theirs or not. Now, the stratosphere, if you remember, starts between 4 and 12 miles above the Earth's surface and extends about 31 miles. That's, if you read any definition of it, that's what we're talking about. Yikes. Scary enough to me. Hey, coming up this hour, your thoughts when we hit the mailbag. Plus, we go into the man cave as we get closer to that flag football game this weekend, now called the Pro Bowl.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Call this segment right before we get to your thoughts when we hit the mailbag. And I would like to really say hats off to so many of you that flood me with emails. I've said it a few times, but you may be new to the show. This is a tremendous audience, and I think that you think about things as you're moving through your day. There's something you heard, there's something on your mind, there's something happening in your neighborhood. Just reach out. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com 24/7. Click on contact and boom, just like that. There were some people that had a few things to say about Punxsutawney Phil and the Groundhog Day prediction that was going to be more winter. It seems that most people did not want more winter. I know, shocking. Instead, hoping that quickly we would have spring as soon as possible. But I don't know, if you believe in that superstitious tradition, then it means that, yeah, we're probably talking about a little more winter. All right, here's a follow-up to the six-year-old with the gun. You remember this story, the six-year-old shot his teacher in the chest? That happened last month. So now, here's some of the fallout of that. The former principal of Rich Neck Elementary School, where the six-year-old went, and intentionally shot a teacher, wasn't informed that the student had a gun. That's according to her lawyer, because there were these allegations that were flying around that administrators were actually told the day of the shooting that it was happening. Brianna Newton, the principal, was removed from her spot and is going to be reassigned in the district. And one of the things that was said by at a news conference was this, that it continues to be reported that unidentified school administrators were aware the six-year-old student had a gun on January 6th and simply failed to act. Mrs. Newton had been assumed to have been one of those administrators. However, this is far from the truth that she was unaware. Brandt said Newton was not told the student potentially or definitely had a gun on the day of that incident. So, you know, it's trying to unravel and piece together what happened here. And, of course, part of that is because there's been threatening voicemails, people saying flat out, I hope you die, I hope you get ill. And, you know, it's been the subject of a lot of nasty social media posts since the shooting. The teacher, Abigail Schwerner, was shot in the chest, rushed to the hospital in critical condition. She's home recovering from those injuries. That's unacceptable, of course. And now, because of what happened with her, they announced she's going to be filing a lawsuit against the school board. So you see where I'm going with this, saying the shooting could have been prevented by school administrators who were warned about the student on the day of the shooting and didn't act. So her lawyer says that the administration was warned not once, not twice, not three times, four times by school employees and teachers about the student, that there were warnings from school employees about the gun and a warning from the teacher about the student threatening to harm another child. What's really awful is being shot in the chest by the six-year-old and a bullet is still in her body as she recovers from that. So the six-year-old was admitted to a medical facility for treatment. Police interviewed the boy and his mother after the shooting. They determined the gun was legally purchased by the boy's mother. I mean, it's just the worst of the worst, right? You think of those young, innocent kids at that age and then this happening and the six-year-old having the backpack, having the gun in the backpack and, you know, and then firing. So the teacher, certainly we wish her the best of recoveries. For the principal, it's a complete nightmare. And what did they know? Why weren't the warnings heeded if, in fact, this is the case? Because to try to stop that, so there was nobody that got shot. I mean, that's the name of the game, right? Of course it is. So as that unravels, it'll be interesting to see where the pieces of that puzzle go. And what happens in that school district, too, certainly as well. Well, it's been, just that long, almost exactly a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. And we haven't talked about that as much lately. We have here and there, but it's still trucking on. And in fact, looking at what's happening with the EU on their side of things and the aid that they're giving to the Ukraine, you had members of the European Union's executive branch, as they call them, they're in Ukraine looking to kind of boost that relation and pave the way for it to one day join the bloc, saying, okay, when this wraps, you're in. When this wraps, that's what the deal is. But this is a war-torn country, shattered country. And, of course, there are concerns over what's happening there. So there was 15, they call them 15 policy commissioners who spent the day discussing Ukraine's financial, business, and energy needs and how to bring the former Soviet state's legislation into line with the EU standards, what they need. So this is out of Brussels where they gather. And it's kind of a big deal because it's a symbolic visit, right, by gathering in Brussels and then traveling to Ukraine. Going there, it's the first political mission of that sort of that kind to the country that's still at war. And what the commissioner, what they call them, the budget commissioner, is saying is that Ukraine's destiny is in Europe. The commission is going to support Ukraine throughout the whole, what they call, ascension process. And that despite the continuing ruthless attacks of the aggressor, that's what they call Russia, the aggressor, we are seeking a major momentum of reforms in Ukraine, because they want to get them in line so they can get them on board as fast as possible. On Wednesday of this week, Zelensky's government continued its recent crackdown on corruption with the dismissal of more high-ranking officials. So that's part of it, that when they went to visit in 2014, because they have set this up before, that before this invasion, that it, they say that it takes a while to make a dent in that problem. And so they were working on that before what happened with Russia. And so some of those reform processes, they, as they kick in, that exacerbates, of course, corruption. Because then you have reconstruction, recovery efforts, and that can be undermined. That makes sense. Why? Because you would have people, what would they try to do? Pocket some of the money during the war and after the war. That's typical of what could happen there. But it's a very, 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 very big step and huge for Ukraine, that they could pop into the Union, clean up everything that it could possibly clean up, and then move forward. However, you still have this problem of Russia and the invasion and being a war-torn country, and lots of problems with that. The focus in Ukraine has to be the political side of things, but definitely has to be getting Russia out of the country, having that all fall in the right direction, and then being able to jump forward as fast as possible to take advantage of what they would be afforded by being in officially as cemented in the EU, right? And it looks like that could be a pretty smooth process if they get all those reforms kicked in. So Zelensky has to be working on that while working on, oh yeah, there's this thing called Russia, and we got to get them out. And once that happens, boom. All right, it is a gift that keeps on giving, and so I say that, but it's so sad. George Santos, when you see Santos, you just see a pack of reporters because they salivate at the chance of yet another salacious lie that could come out. And every day there seems to be something different that happens. It's way beyond what the resume said, lying about schools and that kind of thing. Last week, a revised Federal Election Commission filing revealed that Santos was not, in fact, the source for a $700,000 donation to his congressional campaign. So what happened when he found out? They say he was out in D.C. for karaoke and selfies. Well, you got to survive, right? Do the selfie thing. Your thoughts coming up next.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans are booting Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from a key committee.
The ayes are 218, the nays are 211. The resolution is adopted.
The House voted in favor of ousting the Minnesota Democrat from the Foreign Affairs Committee as punishment for controversial comments she made. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries called the move political revenge. Authorities in Memphis say a police officer is in extremely critical condition following a shooting that left another person dead. Officers were responding to a shooting at a library around 12:30 this afternoon. Few details have been released, including what led up to the deadly shooting. Police say the scene is secure. And Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow this morning, so that means six more weeks of winter. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, let's go right to it. This one is from Thomas. He says, Kate, I might be a day or so late, but wow, Tom Brady is out of the game now. Do you think that he, in fact, will take the Patriots' offer to sign a one-day contract so he can retire as a New England Patriot? That's what Robert Kraft is hoping will happen. I don't know. It's really interesting to think about that, right? I can't imagine that he's not going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Patriot. But and so it seems like if to be able to do that, I mean, there is definitely the push, just, you know, sign this one-day deal so that you can be part of that Patriot lore, which he was incredible to the Patriots and their dynasty, if you think about it. What, six Super Bowls, unprecedented career, 20 years, successful years with them? One-day contracts are ceremonial documents, basically, Tomasa, that have been signed through the years by athletes and when they've been with a franchise, if their playing days are somewhere else. For example, Jerry Rice, he put his name on one in 2006 with the 49ers because that's where he was for 16 years. And then he had a brief stint with the Raiders and Seattle. Emmitt Smith, the great Cowboy, people forget that he played two seasons for the Cardinals. And so it wouldn't be shocking for him to do it. He, I'm sure that is probably what happens because it's absolutely what he was plucked out of the draft at 199th, and the two decades that he was there, and the six Super Bowls. You know, it's just undeniable. It makes complete sense. So the answer is yes. Deciding that he's going to retire for good, sharing that video, he's not going to retire as a Buck. He will sign the ceremonial piece of paper, so to speak, and make that official. All right, this one is from Howard, who says, "Burr, that's what I got to say to you, Kate Delaney. Lucky you in the great state of Florida, as you like to say. Much different than the wind chill that we're feeling in New England. Already it's cold. Now they're talking about life-threatening cold that has already started to plunge us in the wrong direction when you're talking about minus 30 and minus 45 degrees. It is dangerously cold. And what's interesting is all the warnings that are issued by the local weather forecasters. I don't think you have to tell anyone it'd be better to stay in if you can and avoid going outside to risk it in the elements. Yeah, it wouldn't take much to tell me. Yeah, minus 45 probably Saturday. Could be wind chill, minus 60. Oh, maybe even worse than that. Of course not. It'd be so easy to get frostbite on any kind of exposed skin if you're out at those kind of temperatures. You could be out 10 minutes and that could happen. So, yes, New England really going to get smashed by that. Big part of the Northeast, where lots of you are listening to us in those areas, snow squalls, blinding squalls, again, those temperatures, why bother? Stay in. Pick something to binge. Read a book. I can give you 15 suggestions, right? Play Kings in the Corner. Grab a deck of cards. But if you don't have to, why step out in it? It'd be interesting if you were a delivery person, because what would it be like? Because I could see people still ordering. Let's say there's not a lot of accumulation of snow. It's just about the cold. That would be the worst job to have in those kinds of temperatures if people were delivering pizzas or Chinese food or whatever kind of food. Doesn't matter, whatever it was that you'd be delivering when you're talking about being out in the thick of that. No, thank you. So thanks for pointing that out to us. And yes, be careful. All right, we move on to Patrick, who he says, "Hi, Kate. I think you're a fan of the great game Wordle. I've heard you talk about it maybe once or twice. It is that cultural phenomenon that so many people, I think, got hooked into, and obviously you did, that was put out by the New York Times every day, the five-letter word. I have no idea how they come up with the word. I have no idea how this became a thing. It became a thing with a couple people that I work with, and I kind of got into the middle of it, too. So every day, consistently, it's something that I've done, and I'm just curious if you think it's one of the most popular word games that has crashed into the culture in recent times that you can remember." Oh, well, we've had other things that have happened like that, right? But when you're talking about so many people posting their results and what a phenomenon it became, and now they're trying to look at ways to capitalize it. They have like a Wordle board game, I guess, that's now coming out. And ultimately, it's just that daily challenge, that app that you can get or that you just play, and it is a simple thing. You're guessing, right? You're guessing every day a five letter word, and you have six tries at it. Boom, that's it. You know, and if you don't get them, you don't get them. If you get them like really one through four, they'll say things like splendid or whatever. And it became a thing for me. Because, you know, I've talked so much on the show, we've had people on, we've had people who have dealt with people with Alzheimer's, dementia, that kind of thing. And to keep your mind sharp, it's about like doing, at least the theory is, some puzzles, figuring things out. And I never did puzzles. I never did anything like that. And so that's why I started doing it. I thought, well, this would be good, and to see, you know, have to be sharp and come up with things on the spot. And I'm probably spending too much time on this, but I looked this up because of this question, and it started to pick up steam last fall. It's got about, they estimate, because you can see the people that are playing it, the New York Times can anyway, about close to 3 million players. And there's no ads or gimmicky things to it. You don't have to sign up with your email. That's why, one of the reasons why I did it too. You constantly have to give your personal information. But you didn't have to do that here. You just played. You just jump on, you just play. And so it was easy, so I started doing it. I've probably been doing it for 4 months. That's probably part of that group when it started to pick up steam. So, yeah, if you don't know what it is, just Wordle, you know, New York Times or Times, Wordle.com, you'll see it. And the cool thing is, again, you don't have to sign up or get knee-deep into any of that stuff. All right, Jack says, Kate, looking at this weekend and the flag football game, AFC-NFC, I mean, do you think it'll even be worth a watch? Will anyone really tune in for that? I don't know that the Pro Bowl was ever a huge draw, except for probably way back in the days when there was just a handful of channels and you watched whatever was on. I can't imagine that was massively appealing to anyone, but I don't know, flag football might be much more interesting. You know what? The whole skills thing is interesting. In the NBA and in Major League Baseball, when they do it, like the home run contest or the slam dunk contest in the NBA, when they run those as part of their all-star thing. And, I mean, this is again, players interacting with fans, so I think that's a good thing for the game. If I were the PR person for the NFL, I would definitely not want that to go away. I would say it could be interesting, because have you ever played flag football? You know, you're not doing the pad thing. You got to grab the flag, and you have more, I think you probably have bigger names that come through instead of their healing from their war wounds during the season. Probably what you see is more big names playing, because they're certainly there. So that, I think that's a good thing. Although one of the people that you won't see at this is Buffalo Bills Josh Allen. He's not playing in it. Instead, Ravens backup quarterback Tyler Huntley is part of this whole Pro Bowl thing. He's stepping in for Allen, and he started just a handful of games when he relieved Lamar Jackson, who was injured, the Ravens' main quarterback, of course. So a lot of people that would be chosen for the Pro Bowl or this flag football game that is now the Pro Bowl in the AFC and NFC, there are still people that aren't going to be there. But then what's interesting is with these skills competition, they're and the points that they have to accumulate, it's been pretty interesting to follow that. So I'm going to say give it a try. The AFC coach is Peyton Manning. So, I mean, the whole idea was to make it fun and interesting, and I think that they're trying to really do that with these different things that, you know, the different things that they're doing as far as skills competitions, and it could take off, right? We'll see. We'll see what the ratings are like for the ultimate big game. It's not going to be the ratings for the Super Bowl, which are well over 100 million people will watch that. Speaking of the big game, we're talking about it next when we go to the man cave.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
We are here, and so are you. Whether you are a man or a woman, everybody is welcome, by the way, in the man cave. I've talked a lot about the lead-up to the Super Bowl. The Pro Bowl game is coming up on Sunday. It is a flag football game, and the whole idea was that you would attract, as I was saying in a little bit in the tail end of last segment, based on a question that I got in my mailbag, that the idea was that more superstars in the league that were invited would play in this thing, and it would be a whole lot more fun, and then the injuries, you wouldn't have to worry so much about the injuries. And I think if it doesn't take off right in the beginning, it will eventually, it'll definitely gain some fans. It was a good idea for the NFL to do that, to switch to something else, because it wasn't working the other way, and you can't. With the way the game is now, you just can't risk those injuries. It just does not make any sense whatsoever. And speaking of injuries, in another sport, talk about a young superstar that people are following and know, even if they don't root for this team, Luka Doncic, who plays for the Dallas Mavericks, left after a crazy, scary fall against the Pelicans and was ruled out with a heel contusion. So he's coming off this ankle injury, now when he returned to the lineup against the Pistons on Monday of the week, he dropped 53 points, because that's what he does, and it looked like he was going to do the same thing against the Pelicans on Thursday, but it was a weird freak accident that may push back the progress he was making coming off the ankle injury. It happened in the third quarter. Dallas way ahead of New Orleans. He used a screen from Dwight Powell to get a clear lane or a clean lane to the basket, but when he went up for a dunk, he collided with the Pelican center. He fell to the ground and seemed like he was in pretty bad pain. He was wincing on the ground. He tried to play through it, but then he was removed. He went to the locker room, and they ruled him out with that right heel contusion. You know, you watch how physical basketball is, and you could see when he went up, yeah, absolutely, but the Mavericks need him. They're a different team when he's on the floor. The good shots that he takes, the shots that he lands, he scores the points. I mean, quite simply, it's about math. If you don't have him on the floor, there's not enough out there on the floor that they're going to score enough points to beat some of the teams that they have to beat. If you look at their upcoming schedule, yeah, just no. I mean, he is the difference maker without a doubt. He's not just a superstar. He's the one that scores most of the points. I mean, the majority of what happens for them. Yes, there are other incredible players on that team, but he's the wrecking ball, you know. And when he's not there, it'll be a whole different type of game that you're looking at, right? In the world of golf, now is kind of what we would call it is really kind of like the beginning of the season, because you look at some of the big tournaments that are happening, like the Pebble Beach tournament, where they probably have one of the biggest interests in their pro-am. You get a lot of famous people that play in it. You get 156 teams of one pro and one amateur, and it's always big to watch, like a Bill Murray who gets involved in it, and other, you know, other well-known names who play golf. And then, of course, it culminates in the weekend of watching to see who can tame that course. And the course is just so beautiful. You watch it on the tube. If you play any of the great game of golf, you watch it and you see, especially if it's windy, some of those holes that are by the Pacific. It's not only beautiful, but it's just incredibly, incredibly difficult, right? I mean, you see that the ball so easily can be OB out of bounds, where it looks like it's just sailing right in toward a green, that where it's almost like target golf on some of them, but then suddenly it is there on the tiny edge of a cliff. In fact, that happened with Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth had a second shot over a cliff at the eighth hole in last year's Pebble Beaches Pro-Am. And, you know, when you're talking about shaving a number here or there, a lot of times the guys will try to take those shots that seem almost impossible to hit. So they talk about the hazard lines and where the hazard lines are and where they land and where can you legitimately play from. So because that shot last year was one that was famously highlighted, where even the caddy of Jordan Spieth didn't want him to take a penalty shot where he was off balance, having an off balance swing where he had to step back from a bluff and hit the ball where you would look down and it would be terrifying. And he saved a stroke by doing that, but he gave certainly the people around him agita, if you will, overdoing that shot. In fact, you can look it up. You can see it anywhere. And it's like, whoa, when you see the angles and the crevice that he was dangerously near, yikes. So they're trying to, they're watching the where they're putting the OB and how they're trying to discourage people from taking those, some of these pros, certainly the amateurs, from taking some of those shots. And this, like I said, this is one of the big ones. This is, I think, probably one of the highly anticipated and watched moments in the world of golf. If you partake in it, or if you're a watcher at all, you're probably watching this thing. And yes, I played the course one time, and it was fun. It was fun to play, but it was difficult. Some of those back holes were really, really tough. And then I had gone to see it probably four or five times, gone to watch and, you know, walk the course and watch everybody play. And it was really fun to go and watch that tournament without a doubt. And very, very difficult to play it. And finishing up in the man cave, I want to remind everyone, we do have our final Nail the Score coming up on Tuesdays in our final segment in the first hour. And that'll be the Super Bowl game, of course, pitting the Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs, where Kansas City is favored by less than 2. And so the question becomes, who wins that game and what is the final score going to be? And it's going to be a tough one to predict, I think, between these two quarterbacks that are leaving it all out there, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Pat Mahomes, and then the tremendous players around them that have gotten them into this position, helped get them into this position where they're at a Super Bowl and have a shot to make history, and both quarterbacks battling injuries. Jalen Hurts with his right shoulder that he injured back in December, and Pat Mahomes with a high ankle sprain. And both of them clearly are quarterbacks that will scramble to get a first down and make something happen if they can't find anyone to throw the ball to or get the ball to. So I'm sure at the Super Bowl you can expect some of the special stuff coming out of both of them. But don't forget, Nail the Score coming up next week on Tuesday. Fabulous prizes and bragging rights. That's what's at stake. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. And a tip of the cap to Alex Kay for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everyone.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Poudyarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.